Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, servant and apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house with the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I'm making this audio in the office in my house in Plano, Texas. I want to just admonish all of you to obey the words that I'm about to read to you, or speak to you. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That word keep also means to guard. Guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. In other words, what's in your heart is going to direct the way you live. What is in your heart is going to cause you to live the way it speaks. Whatever's in your heart, that's the way you're going to live. So I plead with you, listen to me. I've got 44 years of this. Walking with God, I've been attacked by all kinds of spirits. All kinds of spirits. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, it might be verse 10 or 11, says there are many voices out there, and all, none are without signification. All of them have power. All of them have effect. Voices. Voices are empowered by a spirit, either the Holy Spirit or the spirit of devils. It doesn't matter who you are, matter about your education, doesn't matter if you're born again, doesn't matter if you're saved, doesn't matter if you go to church. Does it matter if you teach Sunday school? Does it matter if you are a preacher behind the pulpit? Does it matter if you're on television or radio or on satellite or on Roku or on live stream? It doesn't matter, folks. If your tongue is not led by the Holy Spirit, then your tongue is set on fire from hell. I plead with you, listen to me. Now, there are many voices, many tongues, many voices, Paul said. And all of them have some significance. And they will all affect you. And you have to keep or guard your heart from all of those voices, which are accompanied by a spirit, either the Holy Spirit or a spirit of devils. So you must guard, you must keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of your living. All right? Now, I'm not afraid to listen to anybody, but you might need not be so afraid. At 44 years, walking in the Spirit, and I've overcome a lot of tongues, a lot of spirits. When we talk about tongues, we're talking about a spirit of devils talking. Amen? And I'm not afraid of them anymore. Oh, I spent years being afraid of them. But you hear them everywhere you're at. You hear spirits trying to scare you these days. My friend, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7, I believe it is, says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but I think it says power, love, and a sound mind, intellect. That word, sound, I believe, means discipline. So, let's read it this way. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a disciplined mind. So when I hear some politician threatening me, I just laugh. I say, no, I do not have a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And what you're saying, I tell you now, it will not affect me in any way. I'm not afraid of you. Your tongue is set on fire, Mel, and I'm not afraid of anything you say. Amen? Now, that's the way I guard my heart. Now, if you can't guard your heart by listening to these people, by speaking words of faith, then maybe you ought to turn everything off and turn the Psalms on with your mouth. Read the Psalms out loud. Read the Psalms out loud. Now, I've just told you a good lesson how to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. When you're afraid, read the Psalms out loud. When you're angry, read the Psalms out loud. When you hear a wicked, scary lie from a politician, read the Psalms out loud. When you hear some wicked preacher telling you what's going to happen to you or to America, read the Psalms out loud. When you hear me tell you what's going on in America, and this is by the Spirit of God, look into the Word and look what's happening to our country, and you will know that we are living in the very last days. Love you. Good night. This is Noel Davidson from his office in his home in Plano, Texas. Good night.